OpenAI's revenue breaks records, Sony's sensors go dark, and tariff logic collapses. OpenAI announced that its July revenue alone exceeded its total Q2 revenue, a figure that reframes the competitive landscape structurally rather than incrementally. Axios reported that Anthropic and OpenAI together are on track for a combined annualized revenue rate of $120 billion, putting them ahead of McDonald's full-year revenues and closing on Starbucks. Morgan Stanley published a framework projecting 25 to 50% returns on capital for hyperscaler AI spending, GPU rentals, model APIs, and third-party compute infrastructure, a wide range that reflects genuine analytical uncertainty but a clear directional consensus. Institutional capital has moved past the will AI generate revenue question into how do we model the return profile. Commonwealth Fusion Systems closed a $1 billion raise, bringing total funding to $4 billion. The investor overlap between deep tech fusion bets and early AI infrastructure suggests a class of risk-tolerant capital has adopted transformative infrastructure as a structural thesis rather than a one-off. The cautionary counterpoint is Leopold Aschenbrenner's Situational Awareness Fund, which reportedly surged past $20 billion on concentrated AI bets before entering talks with investors and lenders after losses tied to the tech sell-off. Concentration in AI-adjacent trades means recent market volatility hit it harder than diversified portfolios. SpaceX is reportedly hunting for urban spectrum to challenge U.S. wireless carriers, an ambition that faces a categorically different regulatory and competitive environment than Starlink's rural broadband success. Every major carrier has lawyers whose full-time job is spectrum defense. FCC licensing proceedings for urban spectrum typically take years. The competitive displacement timeline would be substantially longer than the challenge framing implies. Sony's Kumamoto facility, which produces roughly 4 million image sensors daily and supplies Apple, Samsung, and a substantial portion of the global smartphone market, suspended production following an earthquake. A shutdown of even a few weeks creates downstream shortages in final consumer products 3 to 6 months from now, precisely when Christmas season smartphone manufacturing typically occurs. U.S. firms are quietly shifting manufacturing back to China, not because China became more attractive, but because the tariff gap between China and Southeast Asian alternatives has narrowed to the point where supply chain diversification costs no longer pencil out. When tariffs are raised on China and simultaneously on Vietnam and Cambodia, the China dependency problem is not solved. Costs are simply raised uniformly.